2. On September 23, 1977, I had just nodded off when the front door burst open and bright lights filled the room. FBI, yelled several voices as half a dozen federal agents ran through the door. Then a deep voice boomed, stay where you are and show us your hands, slowly. From the blanket cocoon I shared with Celia, I enlarged a tiny hole and peeked out. A tall, lean, red-haired FBI agent was holding his arms out straight like sticks, gripping a gun in his hands. He continued shouting into the room, which was crowded with children who had been awakened abruptly. Nobody move, and let me see those hands, now. Fortunately, or unfortunately, depending on your perspective, I'd been taught how to react during an FBI raid. We were told that our dad had enemies who wanted him arrested, or worse, dead. We were taught that we were being persecuted because we were God's chosen people. Knowing his enemies might tip off authorities as to his whereabouts, my dad instructed my mom and the other sister wives about the importance of training all the children for this and other scenarios. They coached us to keep silent under all circumstances. And if for some reason authorities forced us to speak, our only answer would be, I don't know. I can recall first the adults and then our older siblings drilling us on this multiple times, acting out potential scenarios we might face with different types of law enforcement. Other kids our age played make-believe cops and robbers or cowboys and Indians. We did that too, but we also played FBI agents and fugitives. The sad reality was that we weren't playing. We were rehearsing for situations that could likely occur. What do you say if they ask you if you're tired? Arthur's face pressed close to mine. He was the drill sergeant, and I was the new recruit. I don't know. Good. What do you say if they ask you if you're hungry? I don't know. Good. But what if I am hungry? Arthur glared at me, then rolled his eyes. It doesn't matter. Listen.